Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're back to a better chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and today it's a level one risk. I'll show you the timeline.
Keenan Stadium is quiet right now as you look live, but that will soon change. Tens of thousands of soccer fans will be in Chapel Hill tonight. What you need to know about traffic around town.
Wake County Public School System has its new leader. The challenges Robert Taylor will face as he moves into this high-profile position.
The huge Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are up for grabs with no big winners yet. You could become a billionaire tonight if you can beat the Powerball odds. One in 292.2 million, but there is still a chance. There's also a chance that if you're in Chapel Hill tonight and you go to the game, you could see Ryan Reynolds because we're hearing the Wrexham owner will be there. Yeah, and if you do, you're lucky in my book. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you with us. I know we've been waiting for this day. That sighting still lingering out there, still looming.
There's potential.
We'll see if it happens. It's a beautiful sunrise on the way. Elizabeth Carter is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. That could change for some folks today.
We do have the chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon, especially in our southern counties. We're going to walk through that. I know, you know, as we said, you know, tens of thousands of people are going to be there in Chapel Hill tonight. It's a little lesser chance of severe storms there, but notice, I mean, the entire state is under that level one risk. So something we're watching very closely. This morning, there's a disturbance swinging by. Could bring a quick shower to Roxborough, South Hill, Roanoke Rapids. We're seeing some cloud cover here this morning because of that disturbance. A little more sunshine midday, and then some afternoon storms pop up between Clinton and Goldsboro. That's 3 p.m. From 5 p.m. to around 8 or 9 o'clock, it looks like most of the storms are down to the south. But certainly, we couldn't rule out seeing a thunderstorm anywhere. Right now, it just looks like it's more likely down to the south. Tomorrow, it's definitely more likely that we'll have severe storms down to the south. This is a look at tomorrow's severe weather threat. The severe weather threat looks much bigger. We're going to take a look at the timeline. It looks like it'll be earlier in the day with much more widespread storm activity. Yesterday, of course, our focus weather-wise was really on that air quality. We're seeing our areas in orange and our viewing areas shrinking pretty rapidly. We have a code yellow forecast from the Division of Air Quality for today, and that keeps us out of that danger zone that's orange and red. 79 is our temperature. This is a live look at Zebulon. 74 is the dew point, so it's very warm and sticky heading out the door. It'll be a hot afternoon with highs in the low 90s, and it will feel like low 100s with the heat index, Brian.
All right, 602 right now as we check traffic around the triangle, and we still have that report of a crash on the ramp from westbound Capitol Boulevard onto northbound, or rather from westbound Wade Avenue onto northbound Capitol Boulevard. This is a much earlier crash. Raleigh 911 indicating there's still some activity out there. Major routes around the rest of the triangle are looking all right. We're going to head out live to Durham for a look at 885 at Cheek Road. Both directions looking okay. That northbound trip seeing just a 1 minute delay from I-40 up to I-85.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Raleigh police have part of downtown blocked off after a woman was shot at a motel. This happened after 4 this morning at the Budget Inn Extended Stay on South Wilmington Street. That's where we find Michael Grace reporting from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Renee. And this investigation likely to last at least for the next few hours. A woman, non-life-threatening injuries, and no word yet on if anyone is in custody. But I'm going to hop behind the camera and give you a look at what this scene is like. And you can see this entire parking lot here at the Budget Inn Extended Stay, just south of downtown Raleigh, blocked off. The main focus here, room 26. You can see they've got a second perimeter of crime tape right there, and we've seen officers go in and out so far. But right now, the Raleigh Watch Commander says it's still under investigation. They don't have any more information at this time, but we're still working with them. They say there's no threat to the public, but again, still trying to figure out if anyone is in custody at this time. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And we're following more breaking news. This in Durham. A man is recovering in the hospital after an early morning shooting. Police say the man flagged them down along Bacon Street near Durham Tech around 1:30 this morning. First responders took him to get treatment. The man is expected to survive. Investigators have not said if they've made any arrests.
Happening today, soccer takes the grand stage in the triangle with two hugely popular teams. Chelsea from England, Wrexham from Wales will be squaring off, and a highly anticipated game bringing people from every state in our country and countries around the world, including the talk of Wrexham's owner, Ryan Reynolds, being here as well. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Chapel Hill. Tens of thousands of folks will be in town for this match. They'll have to make their way around our Chapel Hill. Laura?
Yeah, Jeff, Chapel Hill is typically known for getting this type of attention for basketball, but now many people are excited that they are getting put on the map for soccer. The 2023 FC Series with Chelsea versus Wrexham happening right here at Keenan Stadium. And what you're looking at right now is the fan zone. They have tents set up, tables, as well as this big stage right in front. Now, this does mean traffic will be heavy today. I spoke with the assistant police chief who recommends drivers avoid Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to come into town. In the yellow here on this map, it shows directions if you're coming from I-40 East, you want to take 15501 to exit 270. Highlighted in green, if you take I-40 West, you'll get onto NC-54, and that'll take you to exit 273A.
We'll have some extra folks working to try to help things go smoothly, to make sure that everybody's safe. You know, we're asking people to, you know, to plan ahead, to be mindful of the fact that there will be more people, to be more careful when they're driving, because there will be a lot more pedestrians downtown, certainly leading up to the game.
It's the first game in the U.S. for Wrexham, the team owned by Ryan Reynolds. Tickets are sold out and many surrounding hotels are booked. Now, the game will bring in about $15 million into the local economy. And as far as parking goes, all Keenan Stadium parking lots will be available and open starting at 5:30, but you have to purchase parking spots ahead of time. We have everything you need to know about parking and how to get here on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Chapel Hill.
The Wake County Public School System has a new leader. The school board named Robert Taylor as superintendent at its meeting last night. Taylor previously led Bladen County Schools for 10 years and later served as deputy state superintendent. He succeeds Caddy Moore, who retired in June. Board members say Taylor's extensive background and proven ability to lead stood out to them. WRAL education reporter Emily Walkenhorst says Taylor will face big challenges, including overcrowded schools, working on fixing the bus driver shortage, as well as addressing school safety.
The school board did a survey of residents earlier this year. What would you like to see in a new superintendent? And they, you know, they really listed a lot of things. They wanted experience. They wanted somebody who could really work with the community. So, you know, it's a new day in Wake County come October 1st, but, you know, some of the issues will be just ongoing issues.
That will be Taylor's start date, October 1st. You can read more about the issues he will face on WRL.com/education.
We're learning more about a 23-year-old man who was shot to death in his car before crashing into a tree on Western Boulevard in Raleigh. This happened Monday night across from the NC State campus. Anthony Day was killed. His friends told us Day loved his family, his car, his anime, and paintball. Those friends also said the crash happened just as he was about to arrive at work at the cookout on Western Boulevard.
And I just pray that they find out who did this to Mr. Anthony, because he was a good guy and he don't deserve what happened to him last night. I just keep his family in my prayers.
Raleigh police haven't made any arrests in the case and they didn't receive any calls about road rage. No one else was hurt in the crash.
A police officer from the St. Louis area now faces assault and kidnapping charges in Fayetteville. 26-year-old Samuel Davis is awaiting extradition to St. Louis County. Davis is accused of handcuffing a man, turning off his body camera, and then driving to a secluded spot where he pepper sprayed and beat the victim. A photo was posted online of the encounter on July 4th. Davis is being held in the Cumberland County Jail on $750,000 bond.
That Mega Millions jackpot has grown once again. There was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing, so the jackpot now for the next drawing, $720 million. The take-home cash option for that, $370 million. Last night's winning numbers, 19, 22, 31, 37, 54. The Mega Ball was 18, the Mega Plier was 4, and the next drawing is Friday night right here on WREL. And again, the Powerball craze isn't slowing down. You will win the third largest prize in the game's history if you're able to strike the jackpot tonight. It is now above $1 billion. The drawing will be live right here on WREL just before our 11 p.m. news. Chelsea Wrexham soccer match, not the only one to get excited about this week. The Women's World Cup is about to get started. It's half a world away, but the tournament kicks off tomorrow in Australia and New Zealand. The U.S. women will play their first game Friday night at 9 o'clock against Vietnam. And six different North Carolina Courage players will be representing their respective countries. You can watch all the action beginning tomorrow morning on Fox 50, and that means our 7 a.m. newscast will air on WRL News Plus tomorrow. It's on Channel 34 over the air or Spectrum Channel 1257.
It is 6:09. Former President Trump is taking on the Department of Justice. His message for his supporters as he may be facing a second indictment.
Also coming up, Renee, movie mania at the box office this weekend. We'll tell you why the hashtag Barbenheimer will be populating your social media feed this week.
And our weather pattern changing. Focus is no longer air quality, but now our chance for severe storms. We'll see that today and tomorrow. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Our weather pattern is changing a bit today. Now we're focused more on afternoon and evening thunderstorms. We have a level one risk across the state for today. Just one or two storms could produce some wind damage. Our best chance in our area is going to be down to the south. And we'll walk through that timeline coming up in just a little bit. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. Some cloud cover. We have a disturbance that's swinging by just to our north, and that's pushing in some clouds this morning. 77 in Wilson, 79 in Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville. It's very warm and very sticky as you head out the door. You feel like you're just kind of pushing through that air. Variably cloudy, partly cloudy this morning with a very warm start. It's going to make a good day for heading out to the pool until we get to the late afternoon where we have that potential for some thunderstorms. We'll see a high of 93, heat index around 101. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:14 now as we take a look at weather and traffic every 10 minutes. A live look at Newbern Avenue at New Hope Road on the east side of Raleigh. Nice and quiet out there. And around the rest of the triangle, no other crashes showing up at the moment in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Take a quick look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, and sensors are not indicating any big delays. Looks fine coming in from Johnston County through Garner on 40 westbound, and coming in from Durham on 40 eastbound from 885. No delays all the way out to Wade Avenue, Renee.
Thanks, Brian. More news to tell you about. There may be a breakthrough this morning in the decades-long investigation into the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Las Vegas police say they carried out a search warrant at a location on Monday in connection to the case. Investigators did not say where exactly the search took place or who was involved. Tupac was shot and killed in 1996. His murder happened in Las Vegas while he was leaving a boxing match at MGM Grand Hotel.
Tiger Woods may no longer be headed to court over a battle with his ex-girlfriend. The New York Post reports Erica Herman has dropped her $30 million lawsuit against the golf legend. She had accused Woods of locking her out of a seaside mansion they had shared in Florida. That happened after their breakup. And that's after she says the two agreed she would be allowed to stay for five more years. In a separate case that is still pending, Herman is suing Woods to get out of a non-disclosure agreement she signed in 2017.
Former President Trump is addressing another round of potential criminal charges against him. Trump appeared at a town hall event in Iowa last night, hosted by Fox News. He spoke out against the DOJ and special counsel Jack Smith, who he says is now targeting him in the investigation of the January 6th riot.
It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace. What's happening to our country, whether it's the borders or the elections or kinds of things like this, where the DOJ has become a weapon for the Democrats, an absolute weapon.
Trump says he received a letter from the DOJ that suggests an indictment is coming. The special counsel has not confirmed that. If it's true, this will be the second indictment from that special counsel against Trump, who is running for president again.
You're invited out today to celebrate the opening of Wendell's new town hall. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is at 4 until 6 this afternoon. Guided tours will follow. The new town hall building is located at 409 Landing View Drive.
A double feature for the ages this weekend at the box office. We're talking about the movies Barbie and Oppenheimer, set to open this weekend and could bring the biggest crowds to theaters in years. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with a look at the movie frenzy over these two movies, polar opposite movies.
Oh,
Ken.
My gosh, Renee. And if it hasn't already, the hashtag Barbenheimer is going to be populating your social media feed leading up to this big weekend. Talk about going to extremes when it comes to going to the movies. People here in the Triangle and all across the country are planning to take in this double feature, seeing both Barbie and Oppenheimer. People are posting about their plans, what they plan to wear. The marketing machine for these two movies have been in overdrive. One movie chain executive with AMC says more than 40,000 fans already bought tickets to see both movies, some planning to do it back to back. Of course, Barbie is a very pink, entertaining, charmed life of a very popular doll brought to life. And Oppenheimer is a dark, historical movie about the creation of the atomic bomb used during World War II. Now, coming up on today, right after our morning news, how the very two different films are causing quite the stir online. And one dilemma I've been seeing online, Renee, people are trying to decide in which order they should see the movie. Oppenheimer, Barbie, Barbie, Oppenheimer. Not sure. What do you think?
I would go with Oppenheimer first, meat and potatoes, and then top it off with my movie dessert, Barbie.
Right there with you, like that.
Thanks, Ken.
Durham Public Schools is kicking off its new summer reading program today. The We Are Readers program is taking place on the DPS Facebook page. It starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Today's program includes a book talk on Project Hail Mary and a live reading of the book Red. Further discussions and readings will happen on the DPS Facebook page each Wednesday through the end of August.
It is 6:18, and not only is it going to be hot and humid, we do have a chance for severe storms rolling through later. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking our chances.
It's a level one risk for us for today, and that does cover the entire state. Right now, it looks like our best chance is going to be in our southern counties, but with this threat across the viewing area, we could see a storm pop up anywhere. With a level one risk, it means that only a handful, maybe one or two storms would become severe with some wind damage. We've had some activity overnight last night, some of that up into Virginia, some of that back into the mountains where we actually had a few scattered severe storms back to the south of Asheville. So that's heading toward our viewing area. The computer models are not showing any of that making it into our viewing area, but it is showing up there on the radar. So we could end up with a few isolated showers down around Southern Pines, as well as up around South Hill and Roanoke Rapids. We'll see partly cloudy skies around midday, and then we begin to see the storms redeveloping across the area. Between 3 and 5 o'clock, there may be a few storms around, say, Clinton and Goldsboro, and then another round sweeps through later on in the evening between 5 and 8 o'clock or so. Then after that, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. As we take a look at Thursday, it looks like a better chance for severe storms. This version of Futurecast has this line of thunderstorms moving through fairly early in the day. You can see right there around 10 a.m., we're seeing this pretty hefty-looking band of thunderstorms moving through. This may be a little bit earlier. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a few more runs of the computer models coming in a little more slowly. Maybe around noon is when we would see this line coming through, but this has it pretty early in the day. Once that moves through, that could be it for the day, but this version of Futurecast does begin to pop up a few more cells for us later on. That looks a little interesting too, near Southern Pines around 8 or 9 o'clock, and all that's tomorrow. So we do have a level 2 risk for severe storms for tomorrow in our southwestern counties, so that's going to include parts of Cumberland County, Moore County, Hope County, as well as Lee and Harnett counties, and the rest of the viewing area is level 1. Or up in the northeast, it looks like we might end up being severe storm free. Right now, we're looking at some cloud cover. We're not looking at the same chance for the smoky haze that we did yesterday. We're looking at our conditions switching over to yellow, which is pretty normal for this time of year. But some clouds from some of those disturbances that are off to our north and west. 40% chance of rain today, 50% chance on Thursday. And then it backs up nicely over the weekend. The humidity is going to back off, too. We don't get to see that too often in the summer, but we're going to see a nice little break. Right here is tropical storm from Don with winds at 40 miles per hour, likely to be moving up to 50 mile per hour winds over the weekend, but still just heading up into the Atlantic with no threat to land. Temperatures in the low 90s today, tomorrow and Friday. The heat index is going to put it right around 100, 101. And then again, we have that nice break over the weekend. Highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. And the humidity falls off too, Brian, just for a short time, but it's for the weekend.
We will seize that opportunity.
We will.
621 right now. Getting reports of a crash in downtown Durham. Want to zoom in there. This is on the northbound side of the Durham Freeway or 147 right around Duke Street. You can see those backups leaving the Roxborough Street area heading out to Duke Street. Going to take it to the camera at 147 at Mangum Street. Here's the DBAP and American Tobacco Campus. And there in the distance, you can see what appear to be some brake lights. So allow some extra time through that area. We're going to get some more details about exactly what lanes are blocked. Around the rest of the triangle, still quiet through Wake County. We're not getting reports of any crashes, and all of our major routes are looking good heading through Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. The Triangle's economy is growing more quickly than almost any other in the U.S. We'll tell you why economists say our area is actually experiencing a double boost in the job market. Plus,
come on, Barbie, let's go party, because I'm in a Barbie world.
It is Johnny Cash like you've never heard. The AI-generated man in black that's going viral. Coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The payment actors get from streaming services is a big topic on the picket line.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Wednesday, Brian.
Yeah, there are haves and have-nots in Hollywood. In a new interview, Mandy Moore says the residual checks that she's gotten for streaming episodes of This Is Us on Hulu have been tiny. We're talking about less than a dollar in some cases. She said in the past, actors were able to live off their residuals, but streaming is making that just about impossible.
We knew what a huge hit This Is Us was for NBC, and just hard to imagine that the residuals just less than a dollar there. But the celebrities and, you know, all the other actors and writers who work on these shows, that big divide, pay gap, that's just one of the reasons that they're on the picket line.
Yeah, seems almost criminal, that amount.
And, of course, artificial intelligence, one of the things that they're concerned about with this strike, and AI is being used to reimagine Johnny Cash singing some unexpected songs.
In a Barbie world, life in plastic, it's fantastic.
That video is from an account called There I Ruined It, and it's gotten more than 600,000 views since it was posted last week. It is a medley with Cash's voice also singing Wannabe by the Spice Girls and Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
This is just absurd. It's so good, though. I mean, the Folsom Prison Blues turned the words into those other songs. Amazing. It also is an homage to Johnny Cash celebrating marking the 20th anniversary of his death. Died at the age of 71 in 2003.
Some might say it's blasphemous, but, you know, what a treat to hear him again.
Love the voice. Words. Brian, thanks for that. Today is also National Hot Dog Day, and you can celebrate with a free sample. Carolina Packers is teaming up with the State Farmers Market for a special event today, giving away Brightleaf hot dog samples at the market's event area from 11 to 1. There'll also be other hot dog-themed prizes and giveaways.
Today marks the third time that the Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion. Coming up, I'll tell you what your chances are of becoming the big winner.
And today we turn our attention to our chance for thunderstorms. We could end up with a few of those becoming severe later today. It's a level one risk across our viewing area. I'll show you the timeline.